Hello, everybody. Today we have a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast using the podcast app for iPhone or iPad, or listen to the episodes using the Inglês Online Android app. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to inglesonline.com.br and click Podcast Inglês Online. So we're approaching the end of 2013, and I don't know about you, but this has been a pretty busy year for me. As most of you know, I packed up my bags in May and moved to London. This has also been a year of intense technical work on the website. We had some serious problems related to the old hosting provider. The Inglês Online application for Android, launched in 2012, has been further refined, and a lot of work has been going on behind the scenes to make this website better and better for everyone. Our Facebook page has been going strong. It's grown a lot this year. What I love most about the Facebook page is how easy it makes to keep in touch with Inglês Online readers and fans. I have learned the names of many of you. We have chatted, you've sent me questions and suggestions. In other words, it's been great. And what about the blog? The Inglês Online podcast has grown in popularity, and I still get awesome feedback from listeners who have improved their comprehension and speaking skills thanks to the episodes. This year, we've covered, among other popular English terms, expressions like sweating like a pig, love someone to death, talk someone out of something, pet peeve, no offense, and many more. Many of these were inspired by listener feedback. Keep them coming. The blog has also featured in 2013 seven great posts by Marcelo Mendes, whose conversational style has won over lots of fans. Make sure you check out Marcelo's tips. The cool thing is, he always uses video to make sure you'll be able to hear the expressions and not just read them. So, everyone, this is our last podcast of the year. The Inglês Online podcast is going to take a 3-week break, and we'll be back on the second week of January. So, what has 2013 been like to you? Have you achieved a few goals? Have you been through a lot this year? Faced difficulties and overcome obstacles? Let us know in the comments, and talk to you in 2014.